It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drive. We do have Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit in 60 minutes. We'll be getting the Detroit perspective on the ALDS. I will say, Jim, who was one of the biggest it's not going to happen people in Detroit and has had some critical words for the Tigers organization up until this hot stretch, all of a sudden getting very cocky now that they're playing the Gardos. But before we get there, Pink obviously having a take on where this team is. It's funny, when we asked him, you know, hey, where are you at with this game? He kind of gave us a, eh. And you were not there. You were actually, you said, the word you said in the pre-show meeting is you have a good feeling, right?
I do have a good feeling, yes.
Yeah. Is there any, is it just like a, it couldn't get much worse kind of good feeling? Is it?
So I think it maybe stems from the idea that it couldn't get much worse than 1-3 with the losses that they have.
You are not new here. You do know it can get worse than 1-3.
That is true. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like at some point, something has to go right for this team, right? And I understand. Listen, like, Washington, the way that their offense is playing and the way that Jane Daniels is playing, and listen, total respect for Jane Daniels. I wasn't sure what to think of like a rookie quarterback coming into a game like this initially, and he has just taken the league by storm. I mean, they're Washington is the darlings of the league right now because of the start that they've gotten off to. But I like, as you look at like the numbers for both these teams and you sort of stack them up against each other, the only thing that they really have going for them is Jaden Daniels in this offense. The defense is bad. And it's not like they haven't beaten some like murderer's row of teams either. They beat the Patriots. Sorry, that's their preseason game. They lost to the Bucs week one. That was their one loss. They beat the Giants, who we agreed that the Browns also should have beaten because they're a bad team. They beat the Bengals when they were going through this early season slump, and they did put up 38 points in that game. That's a good win. But the Bengals, I also think the Bengals aren't as good as they have been in previous years. Yes, they have Joe Burrow. That's always going to be a factor for them to be in games.
No, it's Joe Burrow and a bunch of bubs.
Yes, but and that's my point. Like, their offense can still be really good, but I think their defense stinks. And I think there's a lot of turmoil there right now with contract situations because they don't want to pay anybody and all that stuff going on, that there's a lot of distractions. So it's not like I think the Bengals are in like the best state right now either. And if they lose to the Ravens this weekend, their season's probably over because they just lost a big division game. And then they beat the Cardinals, who are kind of this like, are they good, aren't they good type of team right now that we don't really know anything about. So I'm not like looking at their schedule like, oh man, they I get why everyone's in love with them right now, but it's not like they've beaten teams that we consider like the elite of the elite.
I mean, I listen, it's so tough because on one hand, four games is an insanely small sample size to crown either Jaden Daniels or the Commanders. Like right now, this is a really cool story.
Yeah.
Like Washington is very much and has been very much where Cleveland was for a good amount of the time, but you know, besieged by bad ownership. Even when they had a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins, they said, well, he's not worth that much money. He goes to Minnesota and keeps statistically being one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL every year. Like, they have a why can't we have nice things mentality. I do think Jaden is doing some awesome things. But to me, the problem with this game is not that I'm suddenly terrified of the Commanders. No, I'm terrified of the Browns. I don't trust this team to show up and play together and play hard and play efficient, smart, not dumbass football because they haven't done it against teams that, quite frankly, are less. I almost said less good. Are worse than this Commanders team is.
Well, and so that's the other part of this. Because I'm not sitting here trying to tell you, like, you should trust the Browns. I'm not even saying that I trust the Browns going into this game. They're still
but
a
yet
level,
you feel good.
I'm going to explain. The reason, like I said, maybe it's like it can't get worse. But it's also just this idea that, like, on some level, I feel like this the Browns can go into this game. And they have nothing to lose at this point. Everybody already thinks in this town that the season's over, that they suck, that this is a classic old Browns team that, you know, should be good, but they're not good. And they just haven't lived up to the expectations and the hype like some of those Odell Beckham Jr. years where everybody was crowning them preseason and then they played terrible. So, like, there's already all the negative out there. Like, the worst thing you can do is go in and actually play a sound football game and give yourself a chance to win. And I'm not blown away by Washington's defense enough to be like...
Real quick on that.
Okay.
The worst thing is not that, like, I think you're missing it. Like, we've gotten peeps of discomfort and distrust, frustration, whatever you want to call it. We've gotten peeps of that already to the point we're going to the Giants game. We're talking about, well, fans aren't in the room. We're going to the Giants game. We're talking about, well, maybe the camera should be in your face. And Grant Delpit calling that game a must-win, which you then lost. All right, so that was going to the Raiders game. Like here, the problem is, like, it can get worse from here. Like, just I'm not trying to be hyper literal here.
No, I got
but
you.
Like, dysfunction grows from here. And everybody's out there selling kumbaya. Everybody's out there selling.
I don't think everybody's out there selling kumbaya, though. I think everybody's like, this isn't good. 1-3 start. How many teams have made the playoffs after that?
We're going to play a piece of sound for miles.
I mean, Pinkston had to dig deep just to throw out a 28, what did he say, 28-21 or whatever the hell he said for a prediction this week. Like, he had to dig deep to try to find some sort of positivity in this. I'm coming from a place where it's like, I don't have to dig that deep. I can see the ways they win. I also think Jane Daniels, being the rookie that he is susceptible at some point to run into a defense that just makes life a living hell for him. And I think the Browns defense has the chance to do that. I get we can't trust him. I get it.
Real quick, because the point that I was trying to make is Myles Garrett saying today, and let's go ahead and play this. Myles was actually talking about where this team is. And, you know, we played Greg Newsom earlier where Greg said, different energy in the building. Here's what Myles had to say about where this team is and communication issues and stuff like that.
Well, I'm tired of getting kicked in the teeth. So I'm going to make sure that, you know, we all on the same page. And we're tired of getting punched in the mouth. We're tired of losing. So, you know, we got to get this right from jump. You know, we got to play 60 minutes of great ball. And there can't be any lows. And, you know, it's going to be that way on Sunday.
Does it feel like dips in intensity is the cause for those kind of issues?
I think it's a little bit of dips in intensity and dips in communication. You know, there's a little bit of laxity that we had during the week at times, and I think we've really got that out of our system, and now we're where we need to be.
So I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to go at Myles on this, nor was I trying to go to Greg Newsom earlier. I've heard this script before. Well, no. That was the old Browns team from this year, and now we got it figured out. There has no. I don't. The words don't matter to me anymore because every time you say words, you go out on the field and the actions look a hell of a lot different. So that to me is where I'm back to prove it mode. So they are spinning kumbaya. They are spinning. Well, no. We got it. We figured it out. Like hell. Like I'm done trusting them. I'm done picking them to win. Like you have to at some point. The investment has to come back this way that you show me that you're not just a talented team on paper that poops the bed on Sunday.
Well, and my argument, again, isn't to sit here and tell you, like, I have this resounding amount of trust that they're going to win this game and that I'm all that you should trust this team wholeheartedly because they haven't given you reason to. You're 100% right. I'm going off of a feeling that I have, Nick. I there's just something about this game that feels like if the defense just comes out and plays a clean game where they can get some pressure on Jaden Daniels and make his life hard, that it's not going to be so easy for him to complete 82% of his passes. And then if you then by default go against a defense that I don't think is very good as well, and we saw Deshaun do some nice things last week, I just think like this game could be the perfect storm of it just gets mucked up on both fronts And then the Browns find a way to kind of get that win.
But how's that different from every other Friday? We've been doing this every Friday.
I understand. Again, it's not different. That's why I can't explain fully like where it's coming from because I don't even trust.
Is it a gut feeling?
Yes, it's just like a gut feeling.
Are you sure it's not the flu? You've got a very beautiful wife. Hopefully. You sure you just like look at a picture and get some butterflies because you're still in love with your wife? It could be that.
It's not
maybe,
that.
Maybe it's time.
It's not that. I know. Okay. I know what that feeling is. What that feeling is. That's a very. Nope. That's the feeling you get, like you and your wife had, your lovely wife had, when you guys had your second kiss. It's not this. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a reference earlier in the show. You said that the second kiss is the one that gave her the butterflies.
I don't think you helped yourself out of the situation. If your wife is listening, there's no way. There's no way. No. Would you like to go to Judge Mac? Because I hate to have him be the second opinion here. Mac, you heard what I heard. Is that correct?
All I meant was that it's a different feeling than just feeling like the Browns have a chance to
Real
win this
quick,
weekend.
Mac?
No, absolutely not.
Wait, you got to be more specific.
I'm saying no, as in it's not a good recovery.
Okay,
it sounds
right.
Like you're backpedaling right.
with
you're
love
about
and respect. We're here for you. We're here to help you.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what happens.
You up. That's what happens when I come on the show. They're just here to help me. Okay.
But no, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm done having feelings. I'm done having hunches. And the reason being is everything that you laid out is logical. It is. Yep. 100%. Yeah. Get to the young quarterback. Nobody that you've faced so far. With respect to the Giants, who just started blitzing when you faced them in week 3, like literally, they did not blitz.
Yeah, Jane that was
Daniels.
The week before they played you.
Yeah, the way that they blitzed Deshaun 1 week later. Thank you for that, Shane Bowen. Here's some courage for you. But like, you can do that, okay? But now they have to do it. Well, but okay, this is the best cornerback room they faced. Yeah, okay, but now you got to go do it. Like, oh, by the way, is Denzel Ward going to be on Terry McLaurin? Are we back to not being a matchup-based defense? So it's not that I think you're wrong. It's that I don't know how, even if I had the butterflies, even if I had the flu or the gut feeling or whatever, I don't know how I'd feel any damn bit of different and be able to lean into that in any way. 216-474-0092. This is where we're going with this. Are the Browns playing for their season on Sunday? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.